Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to IRIS Clothing Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harshvardhan Sarda. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. I'm Harshvardhan Sarda, and I would like to welcome you all to our Q3 FY26 earnings call. Quickly on financials during the quarter, we reported a revenue growth of 46% year-on-year, driven by production, product, and distribution enhancements. We expect these two factors, coupled with strong demand for Spring/Summer 2026, to drive our growth in Q4 and expect that to be the best quarter for our company in this financial year. Neeraj Agarwal, our CFO, will take you through the detailed numbers in the later part of the call. Commenting on our operational business in the past quarter, we have seen significant developments, particularly in the B2B segment. We have expanded our distributor network by adding eight new distributors during the quarter, increasing our total to 208. This expansion is a clear indication of our growing market presence and the trust that our partners place in our brand. In the last quarter, we expanded our office space to allow ourselves to strengthen our team to drive growth going forward as well. In our quest for product excellence and innovation, we set up a state-of-the-art embroidery unit, which will help to enhance our product portfolio and drive additional value going forward. We also held our annual dealer conference in the month of December for the upcoming Spring/Summer season and have a very strong growth outlook for the next quarter. Looking ahead to the forthcoming quarter, we plan to expand our production capacity to 40,000 pieces per day and are very excited to introduce a whole new product range in newborn gift sets, along with woven nightwear and quad sets, reinforcing our commitment to product innovation and quality. We anticipate strong growth driven by organic demand and new capacity additions, while also focusing on enhancing our retail D2C segment to accelerate our growth trajectory and create value for our stakeholders. The new EU FTA deal and the new India-US trade deal also allow us to explore long-term opportunities for our manufacturing capabilities. IRIS Clothing remains dedicated to elevating the Doremi brand and advancing the company to the next level of growth. We are grateful for your continued support and look forward to an exciting year ahead. I will now hand over the call to Neeraj Agarwal, our Chief Financial Officer, who will walk us through the Q3 FY26 financial numbers. Thank you, and over to you, Neeraj.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Harsh. Let me briefly walk you through our financial performance for the quarter third of FY26 and for nine months ended FY26. During the quarter, our total income grew by 46% year-on-year, reaching 487 million, compared to 334 million in the same quarter last year. For the nine-month period, total income stood at 1,305 million, compared to 1,063 million in the corresponding period last year. This reflects healthy demand and improved scale of operations. Our EBITDA for Q3 FY26 stood at 60.5 million, while for the nine months ended FY26, EBITDA was 184 million. Profit after tax for Q3 FY26 increased to 30.1 million, compared to 23.74 million in the same period last year. For the nine-month period, PAT rose to 97.6 million, up from 86.4 million, indicating sustained bottom-line growth. PAT margin stood at 6% for Q3 FY26 and 7% for nine months ended FY26. In conclusion, FY26 has been marked by strong revenue growth, we remain focused on operational efficiency while balancing growth as we move into the final quarters of the financial year. With this, we now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nish Shah from Stellar AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. My first question is, if we see a past trend, our Q3 numbers, revenue numbers have always been on the lower side. So what has worked differently for us this time?
This time, winter was much stronger than what it was in the last couple years, primarily because the weather played good in our favor, and along with that, we had a very interesting product range for winter. So that was one of the biggest drivers for growth in this quarter.
So I'm going forward for Q4, can we expect much better numbers?
Yes,
Q4 is our best quarter.
Our strongest quarter going forward. Q4 usually, historically, is also very strong for us because it's the summer season. And we, from the dealer conferences and the kind of bookings we are doing, we expect it to be a very strong quarter going forward.
Okay. And so secondly, on the margins front, margins have dropped so much from about 6-odd%. So why is it so?
So margins are primarily because a couple things. One, we introduced a lot of new winter wear products this year, which drove a lot of revenue for us. And along with that, we have introduced a few new product lines like woven quad sets and woven night suits, which we are outsourcing from outside and not manufacturing directly. So that is where a decent hit on margins is coming from. Apart from that, we also did like a very big conference for our sales team, for our distributors, for our retailers as well, to educate the customers about the new product range that we are doing. So that overall has been the hit on the EBITDA margin.
So that would be a one-time impact, right?
Yes, this year we expect it to, this quarter we expect it to bounce back quite well.
Okay, so that's why, that's the other reason why other expenses have also gone up.
Exactly, that is the reason.
Okay. So going forward, Q4 onwards, can we expect margins to stabilize around 18-19%, which we have been guiding over the last few quarters?
Yes, we are on track to achieve.
Okay. So also on the EBOs side, how have been our EBOs performing?
So the 7 EBOs that we have opened in the last year, all 7 are decently stable now. And I think all 7 are growing going forward. We expect to add a few new stores in the upcoming quarters and explore another area of the country rather than just focusing on the east.
Okay. And all the EBOs have turned profitable or are still to break in?
Yes, all our EBOs have turned profitable and broken even.
Okay. So generally, what is the timeline we target we have set for EBO to? What is the period we can?
So I think for an EBO to like eventually turn break even would be around, we are targeting 15 to 16 months for an EBO to turn break even for us.
Okay. And we have been guiding to add 5 to 6 EBOs by the March 26. So we're still on with that number or?
I think there will be a few changes in that number. It might be delayed by a quarter, but so we want to set strong foothold in newer regions and hence accumulating a team for that.
Okay. So which newer regions are you targeting currently?
We are targeting cities like Hyderabad, Bangalore, Chennai. These are 3 cities which we are primarily targeting to open stores.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one more thing, Sanjesh, if you can, as you have mentioned in the press release that you have been entered in setup a manufacturing facility for embroidery. So given our core strength lies in manufacturing of apparels and everything, so where does embroidery fit in the entire value chain?
So embroidery comes in the value chain of the apparel. Since we are launching infant wear products and expanding that category, embroidery is a very interesting value add to the kind of products that we do. So that was one piece which was missing from our entire puzzle. And now that that has been completed, we are a fully integrated garment manufacturing unit with all capabilities possible.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kunjal Agarwal from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Ms. Kunjal, your voice, we cannot hear you. There is a lot of breakdown.
Can you hear?
No, it's not proper. Your voice is getting cracked.
Can you hear now?
Please, you can proceed and we'll let you know.
Okay. So, thank you for CapEx, daily capacity increased to 230 from 34,000 to 40. So, what kind of
Ms. Kunjal, we cannot understand your question properly because of the network connectivity, maybe from your end.
Just a second, ma'am.
You can join back the queue if you want.
That's okay. Yes, yes.
Yes. The next question comes from the line of Disha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Disha.
Yes.
Am I audible? Your question.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, okay. So, sir, you guided that we're planning to open 5-6 stores, but that will be delayed by, I think, 1 quarter, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so what's the capex per store on average?
So, on average, our capex per store is around 2,500 rupees per square feet. And since we are targeting around 1,000 square feet stores, it will be around 25 lakhs just for the capex.
Okay, that's the average that we take. Okay. And how long does it take for like us, our store to like mature?
So we expect a period of 12 to 15 months for the store to mature. And usually the store breaks even at the 15 to 16 month period.
Okay, okay, all right. And how many EBOs are we planning for FY27?
FY27, we are planning around about 15 to 20 EBOs.
And these will all be, if you could just give up the geographical split, that will be really helpful.
So we are primarily targeting these three cities, as we mentioned, Hyderabad, Bangalore, and Chennai. And Bombay is something that we are also exploring along with that. So these are the four cities that we are primarily targeting. Whatever we want to open in a very cluster-based approach, and not have a very scattered approach to EBO opening.
And all these geographies also we target the similar timeline for break-even and for maturing?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And I think you mentioned, I think our margins were around 12% or so this quarter. You mentioned that they'll return to 18-19%. So although there was one-off because of the conference that we held, but other than that, what are some of the margin drivers that will help us get back to the 18-19% levels?
Margin driver will primarily be our production, our manufacturing, and the kind of raw materials that we purchase. So eventually that is where the profit margins needs to remain. So we expect it to bounce back to around 18% in this quarter.
Okay. And for the retail D2C segment, how are we planning to scale that up, and what's the margin differential there, if that you could share?
So for retail, along with retail, we are also planning to enhance our D2C own website as well this quarter onwards. And we expect a lot of, we'll spend decently on ads and get the brand built online as well. So we expect to spend some time on the D2C own website segment along with the EBO retail segment.
And how do the margins differ?
So margins, we expect, of course, we expect margins to take a hit, but we would want to see how it progresses over the next couple quarters, and then we'll be able to comment more on the margin front on that.
And any sort of orders per day you're targeting from the retail segment?
So from the retail segment, we are targeting around 1,000 orders per day by the end of the year, next year.
By FY 27, like by the end of FY 27.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's it from my side. I'll join back with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Deepak Karwa, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Deepak.
Hi. Good morning, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thank you.
I want to know, can you provide some light on how do we see infantwear, swim, and innerwear adding to overall revenue mix going forward?
Deepak, we expect infantwear to be a big contributor. Currently, it is around 12% of our overall revenue. We expect it over the next couple years to become almost 20% of the total revenue for us. And as for swimwear and innerwear, that will be, so it, since it's a niche product, it'll be a high margin product, but the overall mix would be around about 5%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Given the current market situation, what revenue growth can we expect for FY 2027-2028? And also, if you can give some color on the margins of FY 2027-2028.
Margins, we would expect it to remain somewhere around the 18%-19% EBITDA numbers. And in terms of revenue growth, we expect high growth, around about 40%, 40% is something that we are targeting for the next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And like, some more detail on your digital platform, how will that initiate drive overall growth?
So digital platform is something that we are just, you know, re-exploring and re-enhancing our entire website experience, our social media experience. The idea is to build the brand very, very strongly online, because that is one of the strongest assets in this world that we live in, to build the brand, and which will eventually impact the overall business as well, because that basically gives customer visibility of the brand across platforms.
Okay.
So that is the idea in building the digital presence initially.
Okay. Like, I got my answer. Thank you so much, and all the best for your future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deepak.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kunjal Agarwal from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Is my voice clear now?
Yes, Kunjal.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. So, like, can we discuss about what is, like, your guidance towards FY 2027 and the coming FY 2026, like the fourth quarter?
So we expect, as I already said, we expect quarter four to be our strongest quarter for this year. And going forward over the next year, we are expecting very good growth. A robust growth of around about 40%-45% is something that we are expecting over the next year. That is the overall guidance.
Okay. And do we expect to reach, like, EBITDA margin to return to the historical level of 16% to 18% anytime soon?
Yes, absolutely. We expect that to reach in this quarter itself.
Okay. And so, like, kidswear is a very highly competitive segment. So how is Iris differentiating its products, like branding, pricing, and product innovation to maintain the market share?
So it has always been very, very competitive, and that is where our product quality has always been the biggest driver for us to differentiate ourselves. because of our in-house manufacturing capabilities, it enhances the product quality overall and helps us to give value to the customer at a very good price. So that overall is our biggest moat to win in a very, very competitive market that we are operating.
Okay. And so like this 10 crore capex, with this 10 crore capex, the daily capacity has increased like from 34,000 to 40,000 pieces. So what is the current utilization level in this operating? And how quickly can this new capacity be absorbed?
So current utilization, last quarter we did around 28,000 pieces per day. But we expect in this quarter to achieve somewhere in the 32 to 34,000 pieces per day.
Okay. And so from this digital platform, what kind of revenue contribution are you targeting?
Kunjal, I'm sorry, I missed your question.
With the digital platform that we have, you know, launched, so what is the revenue contribution that we are targeting from the online channels?
So from the overall online channel, including marketplace and our website, we expect around 10% contribution in the next financial.
In the next month, and so
the
for the FY20.
Next FY20.
Financial. Okay. So that would be my question. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Gunjan.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Harshvardhan Sarda for closing remarks.
Thank you once again for your trust in us and for being a part of our journey. We look forward to sharing our successes with you in the next earnings call. In case you have any other queries post this call or anything remains unanswered, you may please connect to our IR team. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Iris Clothing Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.